Welcome to Low Standards and Pours. It's Wednesday, March 3rd, almost about 8 o'clock. Just getting started here. Hope everybody's enjoying their week. I'm glad to have you guys aboard. And let's introduce El Carpe.
Honey, I'm home.
It's with the mostest.
Yes,
what's
dear.
Going on there, buddy?
Not a lot. Just hanging out.
No?
Yeah, happy Wednesday.
Fade out. Happy Wednesday to you.
Beautiful fade out. Right into
Thank
this.
Thank you. Ooh, you drink the same thing I'm drinking.
G'night.
Yeah, is that a Miller High Life?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Not even close, brother.
No, I'm drinking the same thing.
So I've got two.
The doctor told me that if I drink Guinness, it helps my throat.
Yeah, because Guinness is good for you. That's how they used to advertise it.
Yeah. It probably is. I think it's rich in iron, isn't it?
It's rich in thickness.
Okay. No, I think it is rich in iron, though. I mean, I don't know if it's getting euphoria, yeah, but.
Essentially, you're basically drinking bread.
Yeah. No, I can see that.
So, I mean, it's if you think like a regular beer is bready or what have you, have yourself a Guinness and.
A
little heavy. Bit heavy.
It's a meal that's tough, you know?
So tonight I picked out some crazy great stuff. I'm like very excited about the bands I have. And it's like just because that's who I am. But then, you know, if we get more than, you know, the two people who normally follow us calling in, I've got some fun stuff for them. And I was thinking about what's coming up for March the 17th.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, a traditional great holiday.
Easter.
Right. Really? Okay, thank you.
Bad joke. Really bad joke, I know.
Thank you. Yeah.
March 17th. We all know what March 17th is.
Yes, it's delicious.
At least people here in the States.
I was thinking that we could, like, and let the three people that actually pay attention to us know ahead of time, we're going to do, like, an Irish music marathon.
Oh.
Not that we're going to be, you know, like just playing Irish music and sitting back and doing nothing. We're going to talk about Irish music. You know, I lived there for a while. I'm going to find some crazy off the wall stuff, but you're going to find some popular Irish bands. U2 is excluded because everybody knows U2. We want to find some stuff that other people haven't heard so much.
I got you.
We'll talk about U2. We'll do some things. It'll be interesting. Cause I'll tell you about the story when I was in, Galway. I was in Galway and I can't remember if it was Dublin or Galway. I was sitting at one of the bars and one of the, you know, Dublin and Galway are the big cities in the free counties. And what up, yo? But I was sitting there and this was back in 91 and the guy I was sitting next to claimed to be a producer for one of the U2 albums. So that was kind of cool. Hey, Nigward.
Nigward.
Is that Squidward? I'm guessing Nigward. Nigward?
No, Dragon. No. D-R. No.
N-I-G-W-A-R-D. It's Nigward.
Yeah,
like Squidward, but different. And just being silly. So, but you know about Nigward. He's a good friend of the show. Smells lovely. Looks good in leather. Had a hurricane named after him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Hurricane Nigward.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to say. I was going to you shouldn't say that.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
But
Squid's cousin.
Squid's cousin. Exactly.
Lenny and Squiggy. God, I forgot about those guys.
Dang it.
Popped in my head.
Why did Lenny and Squiggy? Really?
I don't know. It just popped in my head.
Okay, Laverne.
Yeah, Laverne. Sure.
Shlemiel Schlemazel.
Hassan
Pfeffer Incorporated.
Yeah.
We'll do it our way. Yes, our way. So back to what I want to do with the Irish thing is just have a good long evening of talking about some good Irish music. And I'm going to pull up some unknown folk stuff because that's what good Irish music is. And if I can swing it, this thought actually just occurred to me. If I can swing it, I'll see if I can get Bruce online with us.
All right.
Bruce Farrell, who he'll probably be playing.
Yeah.
Seeing as that things are starting to open up a little bit here in Michigan, he might be playing at a bar all night, which is what he typically does.
Yeah, we're at 50% this Monday, right?
That's what I hear, yeah.
Yeah. Old Whitmer's finally coming around.
Well, I don't know if it's too soon or not, but I mean, we've been on a good projection. Things have been relatively calm in Michigan because we haven't done something fucking stupid. Like everything's open completely, 100%. Everybody can go do everything and nobody needs to wear a mask anymore, like Texas,
right,
which is where the next shithole is going to, I'm sorry. I am all for rights and everybody being able to do what they want to do. But you also got to remember you live in a society and it's more than just you in this country.
No.
You know, I'm sorry if your little guy didn't get elected. My little guy didn't get elected either. I couldn't care less about either one of them. But, I would have gone for somebody completely different than either of those two jagoffs. But we have what we have and you have to deal with it. And if you can't deal with it like an adult, then put your mask on and go hide in a little hole.
I know.
But
it's almost becoming second nature, you know? Get out of the car, throw it on, go in the...
You know, and how big of a deal is it? Hey, Lakeisha's joined us.
Yeah, I don't want to do it the rest of my life, but, you know.
Well, no, I don't either.
Somewhere trying to yak with somebody and you got this mask that's all, you know.
I'm thinking within the next 6 months, people are going to be pointing at each other going, oh, that's what your smile looks like.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know, and that'll be fun. We'll be silly. It'll be goofy. But no, Lakeisha's joined us, and I'm sure I said that right. Because, you know, Lakeisha, she's a good friend of the show, has her own clothing line, excellent taste in music. Why the hell else wouldn't you be here?
Did you work for Nassau?
No, nobody here works for Nassau. Nobody who listened to us ever worked for Nassau.
You don't know that.
I'm so well aware of that.
I heard Elon Musk did something blow up or something today or yesterday. I don't know.
I haven't been paying attention.
All the stuff that he's involved with is quite bizarre. Excuse me.
Well, yeah, but he's got his gazillion dollars. He might as well be involved with stuff. And, you know, let the super ultra rich spend their money and make mistakes and teach the rest of us. Then, you know, things can keep progressing.
Yeah. I think with Elon Musk, though, I think fast as he became rich is just as fast as he could crash. You know, he just seems, I don't know, maybe he's that calculated, but
it's, I don't,
maybe
he
he's
would
like,
have to, he would have to lose about 8 spaceships all in the same week in order for him to go broke.
Is he more like a Jobs guy, though? You know, he's brilliant, but he has everybody else putting things together. I mean, he can't know that much about boring rocket ships.
Rocket ships aren't boring. They're cool as shit.
No, but to have all that knowledge and have that background is like, you know, rocket ships by themselves is like, you got to be a genius. You know, he's got boring machines, electric car company.
Thank God for those guys. My next car is going to be an electric car.
Mm.
I'm buying.
Why? There's no benefit to electric cars right now.
Well, I'm buying a.
They're too expensive, and they.
Well, think about my particular situation.
Yeah, especially you should buy a motorcycle.
No, because winter. But if I buy electric
snow tires,
you know, let me talk.
Yeah,
I buy electric car.
You talk most of the time.
I drive 3 miles a day.
I'm like Ed McMahon. I know, but so why would you buy an electric car? They're like 40% more expensive than anything else.
Well, no,
I'd go buy a 10-year-old car and be done with it.
But that's what I'm going to do. Is I'm going to buy a used Volt.
Oh, I got you.
And you know those things are. One of my buddies works for General Motors and was on the Volt team.
Yeah.
So he's got one.
Yeah.
He's got one of the second generation ones or whatever. He's like, dude, you can pick up a used second generation that's like 4 years old.
Yeah.
The batteries are going to last 100 years because that's how they designed them. The frame is designed to last forever. This whole thing, it's designed to be a long-lasting vehicle. You can pick one up for under 10 grand.
Well, you need to put themselves out of business, though.
To keep selling cars. That's going to go away. That model is going to go away. The point is going to be, can we sell a car that's going to last a long time and we can sell the parts to keep replacing? You know, we can fix the little shit and make money on that. So – but sell the car. I don't know. I'm just.
I don't know. I don't think electric car is going to be. You know, we all grew up with like, you know, the big like Chevelles and Pontiacs, and they all had different sounds, and you know, they could lay rubber and smoke the tires, and you went and parked, you know, with your girlfriend.
People like us have to die off. So that the rest of us can, you know, the rest of the younger ones.
If they have cars that last forever and batteries that last for 100 years, it's almost like the automakers are cutting their own throat. You buy one car, you're done. Yeah. Who cares? You know?
But there's still 7 billion people on the planet.
Well, I know, but not everybody drives.
No, but there's 7 billion people on the planet. And, you know, at some point, you know, somebody's going to crash into something and things break or whatever. Stuff happens. Life occurs.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not
following
you. There's still going to be, whatever. I don't care.
Not following you. Just saying.
You don't have to follow me.
I don't agree.
You don't even have to be near me.
I'm not.
I know. And that's the fun of it.
I mean, relatively speaking.
Well, right. But that's the whole fun of it is, you know, you and I, we don't agree on 40% of things.
Yeah. We're probably split right down the middle.
Not even that much.
I just do it.
We agree on more. And I know you like to dig and
I just like doing tagging
it.
Yeah.
But yeah. The thing is
but some of the things that we don't agree on is pretty major, but that's okay. It's all right.
Well, right. But that's the whole point of what I'm trying to say is that you don't have to agree on things to be friends.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. You know, I don't care.
I've never wanted to raid your house and.
No.
And, you know,
I mean, if you were like little farm animals or something, I'd be like, you know, guy's kind of weird. I might want to stay away from him. But
well,
so far, you haven't done that.
Most people want to stay away from me, but that's still.
and most people do. Most people do.
Well, they should. You know, I do wear a mask, so.
Yeah, it's good. A Batman mask, but nevertheless. Oh, man.
No, it's a mask with the Rocky Horror Picture Show lips on it.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you got?
No, I'd love those. I think that would be hilarious.
Oh, I'll have to try to look. I'm sure somebody's got one.
Or, you know, the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I think I've seen the Rolling Stones lips one. There's a there was some like custom ones out there.
Oh yeah, that's the one thing about the whole mask thing is if you can't find a mask you're comfortable, you know, expressing your feelings in.
Yeah.
Then you're just not looking hard enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure what mask I would get.
My wife just bought a 13,000 pack of, you know, something at one of the local stores, and it, you know, all the nice cloth ones you can wash and all that stuff, and they're
all the blue masks.
No, they're like, you know, different colors and shapes and sizes and designs and all that stuff, and there's plaid and there's, you know, 14 different colors of that. And just, whatever, you know. Buy something that just wear the goddamn thing. Who cares?
Yeah, no, I got you.
So we were going to talk about music.
Yeah. I've got, you know,
probably lost all 14,000, actually one or two of our listeners because, you know, we just keep rambling on about stupid crap.
But, you've been rambling. I've been listening. Remember, I'm like Ed McMahon. You're like Jenny Carson.
You've been interrupting.
Well, who is your first one? What do you got tonight?
I'm not going to go there yet. First things, we got to get some things out of the way first.
Oh, yeah. We got to do a disclaimer.
A couple of things, actually.
Before we do anything.
First off, are we funny? No, not really.
Not really.
Are we good enough to have our own show? No way, man.
Nothing's been proven.
If you're here to giggle a bit and maybe hear something cool and musical, then stick around and at least one of those things might happen. I can't guarantee the giggle stuff.
Yeah. Careful on the giggles.
Right, because that can hurt. This is from the law offices of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. The views expressed by the hosts are not necessarily those of rational human beings. All views are poorly researched and assembled by monkeys. These clowns have not been authorized by anyone to speak on their behalf. The entire show is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, organization, or tribe. Please listen at your own risk.
You said also, tribe?
Yes, I said tribe. Please listen at your own risk. Also, they do like music a lot. So maybe you'll hear something you like and then you go out and buy some songs. That'd be nice. Support your local music. Support all sorts of music. Buy some stinking songs.
That's also, a good, Oh, God.
No, I'm done.
Okay. That's like a disclaimer that kind of gets us off the hook for playing music for any kind of copyright issues.
Well, and we, but the
you know what I'm saying?
Every time I, it's the Fair Use Act.
Right.
The Fair
right.
Use Act allows we're us promoting. To play the music as long as we're talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But seriously, though, if you do come across something we talk about that you seem to like, you can message us at any time, and we'll get back to you sometime before the next show, or we might talk about it at the next show. About we actually got a message from somebody who was listening, and that we dig. We'll brag about you too.
Yeah.
But tell us what you liked and what you bought. Go spend some, you know, spend some money on music, even if it's a, you know, like a, donate some money to your local symphony.
Good idea.
You know, it's, seriously, these people are struggling too, as much as anybody else who works in retail or in any other industry.
Right, you right.
know, they're not performing, so they're not getting the income that everybody else is getting who's allowed to work.
What up, Sean? That is a good point. You know, I'm assuming you'll probably be seeing more virtual concerts. I did hear from, I don't know if it was, not Ticketmaster. What's the other one? Live. The other one saying that they're hoping that, you know, the concert venues start to open up this spring and summer. But at this time, there's no guarantees, but. They're leaning that way right now because the numbers are down. So
right. people start playing again and, you know, we'll be able to go see concerts again. It'll be good. It'll be fun. But Sir Sean is here. You know, Sean, of course yeah. you do. Sean's a good friend of the show. Great listener. Not afraid of spiders. Has great taste in podcasts.
I'll he tell sure you does. Much.
Thanks for stopping by, Sean. We're about to get into some tunes.
Now, what do you got?
Am I going first?
Yeah, I went first last week. I have something, but I don't have. I was strong last week. I'm not so strong this week. But go ahead. Yeah.
No, I'm strong this week, and I'm really right, actually good. Quite excited because yeah. this week there's two bands I want to talk about. The first one, you know, I talked about Crash Vegas last week. And
yeah.
That's the female singer, and then after that I talked about Gene Loves Jezebel, which is a completely different type of music altogether, and. I thought, well, I'm going to do the same type of thing this week. So I chose another female singer, early 90s band.
All right.
Only had a couple, three albums out.
Ooh.
And, well, their first album went pretty big. Sandor's here.
Sandor.
Yeah, before I get into this band... I'm going to say hey to Sandor because you know all about Sandor, right? Sandor, yeah. Of course, good friend of the show, big movie store, wrote a book and has great taste in podcasts. Thank you for stopping by, Sandor. Are you running off to grab a beer? I don't blame you. So you're never going to guess who this band is. I'm just going to start playing the first tune, which I really, really dig.
Is it obscure, or is there a possibility I can guess it?
Well, I'm going to give you this. Can you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
You know this song. This is their famous song.
Yeah. Sundays.
You like the Sundays. All right. Yeah. So that's the Sundays. So this is Here's Where the Story Ends. And honestly, this album, which was Reading, Writing, Arithmetic, was one of my favorites. When it comes down to female singers, and you know, I'm a 10,000 Maniacs fan. I like myself some Sarah McLachlan and some other off the wall ladies, you know, Melissa Etheridge and a couple of other chickies, Two Nice Girls, you know, a whole bunch of different bands. But this one, along with Crash Vegas, there's something to it. But it really, really, they just had the one album that was really rocking. They did something later. And I'll play a little something from there in a bit. But are you getting the guitar in there?
Oh, yeah, I love the guitar.
Bigger voice.
What's up, big
can you just sit, I can see you sitting on your back porch. The speaker's kind of pointed out, not playing too loud, just loud enough for you to hear on your patio there.
Yeah.
Your little deck, and just relaxing in the sun, sipping on a beer, and just chilling. Talking to a buddy about music.
The girls that have been on my deck is rather large.
I'm going to not address that at all.
I'm just kidding. I do have a big deck, though. It's quite. Yeah. It goes around the whole length of my condo in the back. It is quite large.
Yeah, let me figure this out.
It's probably, 40 feet long?
It's
long. It's 30 feet. I don't know. It is large.
It's a good 25 to 40 feet wide.
Yeah, it's rounds it. Gets it close.
Yeah. And then here we go. There's this one. She's really got that voice that just goes.
And yeah, it's a band that I don't think you'd ever get tired of listening to.
Yeah, you know, there's only like one or two famous or well-played songs on the album, Reading, Writing, Arithmetic from 1990 by the Sundays. There's only, you know, a couple of well-played songs.
Yeah.
But the whole rest of the album is very easy to listen to.
Yeah.
And if you spent $15 on the CD or, you know, $10 to have all the songs downloaded, do that. You know, if you can, you know, by the way, I don't even know how much downloads are anymore. I don't do it.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I just own them.
Yeah.
This is from, you know, obviously I'm pulling up on different things. But
well, have you noticed, is there anything that's coming out lately that you've wanted?
I haven't been listening to music much lately because I drive, again, I'm 12 minutes in the car driving to work.
Yeah.
And when I, you know, then I'm only listening to, you know, the Comedy Channel or something on whatever stupid thing I'm listening to.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could get to work before two songs are over, or, you know, it could be all commercials by the time I get there. There's Big Life 6135.
Yeah.
Big Life 6135 is back with us again. Of course, Big Life 6135, great friend of the show, owns a grocery store, has great taste in podcasts. Thanks for stopping by, Big Life 6135.
That's where I should be, Sean. I should be at the gym listening to music.
Yeah.
Not stuck in my stupid condo here.
Exactly.
You know?
And, you know, at some point we're going to get to go back to the gym. But yeah. If you're working out at home, having the Sundays in the background is actually a pretty good easy Saturday afternoon workout. But here's the one that I really like them doing.
It's more of a ride in the park, like if you had you and your wife and you had the oversized seat with the, you know, bells and tassels.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe listen to Sundays, but
yeah, maybe they're not so much for a workout.
Yeah, I'm kind of a, you know, I don't know.
Get a kick out of this. I want you to tell me what song this is as soon as you recognize it.
Sean says that would be nice.
Yeah.
I remember that song. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I love the... She really belts it out.
Yeah.
This is a remake.
That was... No, Wild Horses was...
Yeah.
The Stones wrote it, right?
Yeah. They remade a Stones song, Wild Horses. And oh my God, phenomenal version. A lot less instruments, and it's more just her voice belting it out. And you know me, I love myself a good female singer. Just let it go. Honestly, the musicality, the guitar work is pleasant.
Yeah.
You know, the acoustic is good. All the other stuff is kind of filler. But when she gets belting it out, oh my God. So that's the Sundays.
We're going
to fade this out.
Was on Sticky Fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Exactly. Before we go there, hold on 1 second.
That was a great number. I don't care what you say. I thought it was dumb. Maybe you're right.
All right. Where are you getting that from? Is that from like YouTube or something?
No, it's Statler and Waldorf. They sent me some, you know, of the legal team of Jameson Walker, Statler and Waldorf. They sent me a couple of cuts of them discussing things about, of course, everything that we ever do.
Yeah.
So they wanted to make sure that as part of the disclaimer, I also threw a couple of those on because, you know, they're watching us carefully. They know we're a legal risk.
They are. They do. Hey, just a little side note.
I couldn't say that with a straight face.
Little side note here.
Yeah, yeah.
Legendary reggae artist Bunny Wailer, last living founder of Bob Marley and the Wailers. He died at 73 today.
Let's have a moment.
Yeah, let's have a moment of silence, please. That's good. I didn't know who the hell the guy was. I just saw it on the news.
It's Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Yeah. I mean, talking about reggae.
Talking about entire culture,
people.
Well, yeah. A reason to make people proud. And I'll tell you something. I worked with a couple of Jamaican guys back, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. And there was nothing that they would take more offense to as if you called them African-American.
Yeah, what are you doing working with a bunch of Jamaican guys?
It was when we were traveling underwriters.
Oh, I was going to say you weren't like a part of the airlines or something, were you?
No, I was importing weed, of course. These two brilliant guys, fun guys, and you know, I never called because I could tell by their accent talking with them, and hilarious guys. I loved hanging out with them, but other people would say, oh, you know, do the hyphenated African American thing to them, and they go, we are not. We are Jamaican.
They're islanders, aren't they, for the most part? I mean, I don't know if that classifies them as anything different or not, but they're essentially from the islands, right?
Jamaica's an island, know. Yeah.
But that's kind of what
I don't know enough about it as possible. I just know that Jamaica rocks. And I miss my buddies. You know, there's one thing I do miss about traveling is, you know, hanging out with some of those guys that we used to work with, and it's a good bunch of people. Anyway, who do you got today?
All right. I've got, we haven't really, you've mentioned this name before. Let's see. I want to see how obscure I can get, but, they covered Peace Train by Cat Stevens.
Oh, 10,000 Maniacs.
I kind of thought that might get you. I wasn't sure how else to go about it, but I was going to say lead singer married to who was
Lyle
the guy?
Lovett or something like that?
No, the guy, the two guys.
I'm fascinated with Lyle Lovett.
Yeah, you keep saying that. We talked about this a little while ago. It was Graceland. The short guy, curly hair.
Oh, yeah, what's his name? Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes, Paul Simon. So she's married to Paul Simon, at least was. But anyways, I remember I was graduating from high school, went over to my buddy Jim's graduation party. It was outside, great music going on. My buddy Jim's a music fanatic like we are. And we're all sitting outside, and all of a sudden, which I'd never heard before, 10,000 Maniacs come across the airways.
Go on.
And that's Peace Train.
You're talking about
I fell in love. Yeah, I fell in love right away. Yeah, yeah. It was the album In My Tribe. And I remember like a day or two later I went to Livonia Mall and I was trying to explain to the woman at the record store what they sounded like. She goes, I know what you're talking about. And she pulls out 10,000 Maniacs In My Tribe, and I think she had one open, or maybe she opened one up and put it on. Yeah. I'm like, yep, that's them. And I
Isn't
saw
that great.
Them. Yeah, I
remember
saw
the old times when you used to go into a record store and try and hum something for somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
I worked at a record store and I had that happen to me a lot.
I bet.
It was awesome, and it was great knowing it.
Oh, I'm sure helping people out like that. And, I went and saw him at the Fox.
Yeah.
God, it was probably 1992, 93.
The album came out in 89 or 90.
Yeah, this was the Fox Theater. This was released in 87.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and I probably
I own it. I just didn't remember when.
Yeah, I probably saw them like 90, maybe. I'm around 90.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still in their height. They might have had another album come out after that.
Yeah, what was their last album?
I don't know. You're the one. This is your band. This was actually on my list at one point to talk about.
That's what I was worried about when you started talking about Sundays. I was like, oh.
Yeah, no, no. This worked out perfectly because here we are with two chickies.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite song off this album, In My Tribe, from 1987?
You know.
Is it City of Angels? No, that's a good one, though. Painted Desert's good.
What's the Trouble Me Here? Trouble Me is really good. What's the Matter Here is really good.
Yeah. Let me this out and go to What's the Matter Here.
Let's go out.
Yeah. Damn commercials. No, it's this is a great album. Can you hear it good behind me?
Yeah.
All right. I was listening to last week's show. On my phone, it sounded pretty good. In the car, it didn't sound so good. I couldn't hear the music. I could hear us talking just fine.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Maybe I just need to get a new, headphone microphone.
Yeah, well, we should look into what we got to do to play this stuff so it actually sounds good.
Yeah, to run it through the thing with the stuff and the deal.
Yeah, we're called the plugs in it.
Was that detailed enough for you, the thing with the stuff and the deal?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know how to do it.
Doesn't matter. I don't even know how to say the words.
Yeah, I am kind of techy, but it's got to be some kind of splitter or something.
All right. So this is What's the Matter Here, 10,000 Maniacs from 1987 on the album In My Tribe. Go ahead and pick this up. That whole album is great.
The entire album is phenomenal. That album reminds me of Girlfriend by
that guy.
Matthew Sweet.
Yeah.
Almost every song on it is excellent.
Yeah, and I remember about it the next day, I went in and I listened to it.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, isn't it a good album?
It's a rocking and rolling, but just every song was, at least, not every one of them thrilled me.
Right.
There was a couple that were tolerable, almost like, I want to skip.
Right.
But I'm going to listen through it. But the rest of them were like, yeah, I don't want to skip this. And there's a couple that I recognized, obviously, having listened to the music all my life. But it's good stuff, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's this album, too. In My Tribe is by far, it is really one of the best albums in 87. It's right up there.
Yeah, I agree.
And you said they remade
East Train,
right?
Yeah, they came back with a live album.
Yeah.
And they played remake of... Oh, I got to think now. I just had it in front of me.
The Wishing Chair was the other album.
Yeah, there was The Wishing Chair. That didn't get as much... She ended up going solo. They ended up breaking up. She went solo. Yeah,
What's her name?
Natalie Merchant.
Natalie Merchant, right. And there was a couple. She did some good stuff on her own.
Yeah, it was Tiger Lily was one.
Yeah.
There was another one.
Her playing.
God, was it one circus something? I'm gonna have to look it up. It's been a while.
You know this song?
Yeah, Because of the Night. That's what I was thinking of.
Exactly.
Yeah, she does a great job of this one.
Yeah, she really does a good job with this one. And because of this song, now I'm thinking we got to come back with. Some early 80s movie soundtracks.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm looking on here, there's a single, Every Day Is Like Sunday.
Yeah.
But for the life of me, I don't remember hearing it.
Every Day Is Like Sunday? Oh, no, that's
Yeah, that's like the Smiths song, but I don't remember her singing it.
Yeah, she did a great version of it. I think there's actually something on YouTube somewhere where Morrissey is like, she was amazing.
Huh, I'll have to look it up.
10,000 Maniacs.
Every Day Is Like Sunday.
Every Day Is Like Sunday. Here we go. Every Day Is Like Sunday. We'll take this one just for shits and giggles because it's on the 10,000 Maniacs topic.
Yeah, there is an MTV Unplugged album out too.
Yeah.
And they were good on that.
Yeah. And this is the Smiths song. Every day is like Sunday, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, her voice is awesome.
I don't think I've heard this.
I don't think I have either. I'm surprised.
Yeah, me too.
I'm digging it. Does it sound all right? You hear it? I'm going to do less music. Give me more of her.
Yeah. Again,
yeah,
she's another artist that'll never get old, you know?
Yeah, no, Natalie Merchant's got her stuff together.
She does. I don't think she's doing any more writing or nothing, but...
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing at all either, even if she's alive for God, you know.
Oh, she's up. 12 yeah.
months. Don't say that, right?
Yeah, don't say that.
Honestly, that's talent, man.
It is. It is.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a beautiful voice.
Oh, I'm digging it. I'm digging it.
All
two of our listeners are digging it too.
Yeah. You know, and they might be gone. They might have signed on for a minute or two and said, you know, screw these guys. Move on to something else.
Well, I'd say screw these guys too.
Yeah, I think we have.
Don't look at us.
No.
But no, you know, this isn't for everybody else. This is for me and you. And if other people enjoy it, that's great. Both of you.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. All of two of you.
Yeah, exactly. So seriously though, this is a good version of this.
And don't forget, we've got over 1,300 downloads. So somebody's listening.
Yeah, and it's not me 1,300 times.
It might be my mother. Yeah, it might be my mother trying to figure out how to download.
She keeps clicking it.
Right.
Seven beers into trying to listen to her son.
Right, exactly.
My son's on the radio.
Yeah, she's like, God damn it, I don't know how to use this.
My son's on the radio. He's so famous. No,
oh, man. I want to laugh, but I can't. I'll go into a coughing tech.
Yeah, don't do that.
Good stuff.
Do you have your cough button?
Yeah, I got to get it back.
Yeah, figure that out.
I know.
No, this is a really nice version. And seriously, a lot of people have covered a lot of different Smith songs.
Yeah.
And just about every time... whoever seems to do it pretty well.
Did you do a second one or no?
I did not do a second one yet.
That's what I thought.
Waiting for you to be done.
Yeah, go ahead and do your second one. Let's see what you got.
I'm still so happy with your 10,000 Maniacs.
Oh, well, yeah, keep listening if you want to.
I mean, what else you got?
I was going to go to my second one, but you're up next.
Oh, well, let's do me then. I'm going to...
Yeah, let it rip, Tater Chip.
I'm going to do that. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play, and this is an album from, let me put the glasses back on so I can see this, because I wrote some stuff down. This is an album from 1983. Mm. Famous band. Mm. You'll know the band. I know you will. But I'm going to play a song from the album. Now, this is their second album. Their first album had two really good songs on it. They've had a couple of 10 albums total. Excuse me. And they did a couple of different collaborations that no one's ever heard of or realized, but they've done some cool stuff. The lead singer is nobody super famous. But 1982, they put out this album, a couple of good songs on it, get a lot of airplay. 1983, this album comes out. This is the album I bought first in 83. Now, mind you, I would have been... in 83, probably a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, sophomore in high school. Bought this thing and then bought everything else that they've ever made.
Huh. Is it Musical Youth? Past the Ducci?
I'm going to, right. Because I'm insane. So I did that. Silly boy. So I'm going to say this before Father Brian disappears. Father Brian just joined us. Thanks for showing up, Father Brian.
Oh, you know what? Shit. Did you see his show on the 20th?
His show was supposed to – I thought it was April.
Oh, is it April?
Yeah.
He says hello to you, but not to me.
Yeah, well, because nobody knows Eric.
Nobody even knows me.
Yeah, well,
Father Brian is.
Yeah, you got to actually go on and listen when other people are live, Chief Wiz.
No, but I know.
Father Brian, when is your improv show? Type that in here. We'll talk about your improv show, because today is March 3rd, 2021. Father Brian and another Pod Beaner they're doing an improv thing. I think you said April 20th. Why did I think it was April 20th?
I don't know. There it is right there, March 20th. We missed it.
No.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Oh, no, it's March. I'm sorry. It is March right now. It's coming up, 20th.
So it's coming up in March 20th.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's good. That'll be after our what do you call that?
It's April.
He is saying April. See, I thought I heard, you know, as much as you think I don't pay attention to you, I actually listen to things that go on around here.
Apparently, I can't get my calendar straight.
Yeah, well, you know,
I'll change that.
That 1 month, and then the other one comes after that, and there's stuff like before that. So it's 20th of April, improv show, which would be great. 420. That's right, because it's marijuana day. Think about it that way, can you?
Oh, yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
But Father Brian, we're going to do a Irish music one. You hear us talking about music all the time on our shows. We each pick two albums every show and we talk about them. But the 17th of March, which is, you know, that funniest, craziest Irish
that day
of all, St. Paddy's Day, we're going to do Irish music. And it's going to be us talking about Irish famous bands, Irish famous this. We're going to leave as much U2 out of it as possible. They will get an honorable mention, but we're going to talk about the people that you never hear about. And since I know a crap ton of stuff from everything, bring on the Irish scene, baby. I know a crap ton about different things. I'm going to pull up a lot of folk stuff. So that's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. But, you know, I actually had a specific one hoping Father Brian would come out here, because this is the one I actually wrote for. Father Brian, you know him, good friend of the show, severely tolerant, super smart, slightly above average lover, and great taste in podcasts. That's Father Brian. Thanks for stopping by.
Excuse me. Where's my mute button? Yes, you two is saturated, overly saturated.
Yeah.
Good band, but overly saturated.
You got to give him the honorable mention.
No, of course.
Father Brian, everybody who calls in or everybody who shows up, Father Brian gets one. I got like 20 or 30 of them saved up. Just to be silly and be fun and welcome everybody. So here's the band. Father Brian, stick around for this one, because I want you to try and guess. This is one of the less famous songs of theirs off of the album I was talking about from 1983 that I picked up. And this is a famous band. They've had a lot of good stuff. But if you can pick them up from this. Just keying on the voice.
It's certainly not Black Flag.
Nope. This is off the album I picked.
Oh, this is The Fix.
Yes.
Yes. Fix. Like, yes.
That's Cy Kernan.
I love that guy's voice.
Oh, he's got a great voice. And this is from Reach the Beach from 1983.
Yeah.
Now, as I fade that out, I'm going to play this one, and you're going to... This is the one that everybody knows. Even
sure.
If you don't know who the band is, you're like, oh, yeah, maybe someday.
Maybe someday
So... This was, like I said, this was like the album that drew me into them.
Yeah.
And we would play this all the time. I've got the vinyl in the basement. I never ended up buying the CD on this one.
No, it's another band that's never, those songs have never gotten old for me.
No, I could listen to this over and over and over.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna fade this one out.
Well, this was, that song
was saved by
on the movie.
Played on the radio, and then it was in movies.
Yeah, it was in the movies.
Which movie you were thinking of?
Less Than Zero. With what's his face? The guy that was
It could have been. I don't know.
Yeah, remember he was addicted to drugs. Robert
Downey Jr.
Downey Jr. was in it.
Oh, yeah. No, but here's the one that this is the telltale. If I had played this first, you would have guessed it in four notes. Because...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. One thing leads to another. And it's just... This is, again, like I said, there's so much good stuff in the 80s. With a rocking and good...
Oh, there was. This 60s, 70s, and 80s were a great time for music.
I think so, yeah. It was a revolutionary time in music.
Yeah.
A time because the music was about a decade ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, I don't know if I get music today. I do, but God, it just doesn't have the depth like it used to, it seems, you know?
It doesn't seem to say enough.
Yeah, it doesn't have the heart. You know, I don't know if that's too much or not. I don't know.
No, but...
Maybe just our age. Who knows?
It's easily our age. And
yeah.
The music that's out there today means something to the kids of today.
Yeah, and, yeah.
Let them have it. But, you know, the stuff that we grew up with was, you know, there was still racial tensions. There was, you know, a lot of poor... running around. I was one of them for a little while in college.
Yeah.
But still, I was in college, so I still, you know, I don't even know what I'm even complaining about.
Yeah, I don't think we had any.
I never had to worry about that I have food for the next day. That was never a problem for me.
Yeah.
But there were songs about that people were like, you know, but there was so much more feeling to it.
Our family went from having money to flat broke back to having money. I've seen the good and bad, you know, but that's what makes you strong, you know?
Right. So I'm going to fade this out. This is the next one here. This is the
one. That was a nice fade out.
You like that? This is one that was not on this album. In a later album.
Yeah, this one gets a little bit less airplay.
Deeper and deeper. This is on a later album, but this was in a couple of different movies.
I
can't think of which ones, and I should have researched it, but, you know. Go back to the disclaimer.
Deeper and deeper.
It's good stuff. So I'm going to keep that one open. I'm going to get rid of that one. Isn't this good stuff? I mean... fix, baby.
The Streets of Fire. Wait.
Yeah, they were in Streets of Fire too.
Video.
Between what you were talking about with Natalie Merchant, the one remake that she did, and then listening to this, I'm like, oh yeah, I got to pull out Streets of Fire and talk about that one day. But it's not going to happen today. And I just had to fade that out. So
that's good.
Yeah, but I wanted to tell you this, as we've gone through three different albums from three different bands, this is going to be required here right now.
More! Oh, not so loud. Let me hear you.
More.
That is funny.
Yeah. So that is, of course, part of our disclosures from Statler, Jameson. More Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf who are essentially telling us to shut the hell up as much as possible.
Yeah,
because
I think we owe them money.
It's us. No, actually, I just sent the last check to them.
Oh, good. Oh, our last check that has any money on it?
Right. The retainer is good through the end.
The end of the show.
Wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved it.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Take him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
We should model our show off those guys. We'll just change it to Statler, or Waldorf and Statler. That would be funny.
Please don't. So who is your next band?
Well, it's a band that we've talked about before.
All right, go on.
How can I say this? Lead singer's been in various bands since this band. This band was based on ska type music.
Ooh, digging it already.
Yeah, and you know, you're going to be very familiar with this band. Yeah. And if anybody, if you guys are wondering, what's
not a one hit wonder, not a one hit wonder.
It's
not madness.
No. It's something you're going to go, oh, okay. It's really obvious what this band, is. As soon as I'm going to kind of circle around a couple times and I'll kind of focus
please
in a little bit.
Tease me.
So, ska is a music genre that originated in Jamaica, late 50s, and was a precursor to rocksteady and reggae, combined elements of Caribbean mento and calypso, along with American jazz and rhythm and blues, which sounds really interesting. Makes ska sound really cool. Mm-hmm. The lead singer, David Lowry, went on to form other bands that had many hits.
If you name one of those bands, I'll get the first one.
One is kind of a slang term. And I guess I'll have to be careful. I guess we don't have to be careful. It's a slang term. One word. Came out in the 90s. Gosh, I don't know how else to describe them.
You're not talking about Squirrel Nut Zippers, are you?
No. I'll tell you. It's kind of hard to describe, but Cracker.
Oh, yeah.
So David Lowry was part of Cracker. Right. And prior to Cracker...
We're white boys. If you can't call me a cracker and feel comfortable.
Maybe you had some relatives you'd go bowling with?
Not the dinosaur one. Not Dinosaur Junior. It's Take the Skinheads Bowling. Yeah. I don't know if I'd consider them ska necessarily.
They when you read about them, it's Camper Van Beethoven.
Thank you.
When you read about them,
I should have known that.
Yeah. When you read about them, a lot of how people describe them is ska. I don't know a lot about ska.
They're not as ska as like the guys from not Simple Minds, but the English Beat. The English Beat, the precursor to
English Beat would be
those
a good
guys,
one.
The English Beat is like leaning away from ska, but the guys that were in English Beat, there was a couple of them that were in a couple of bands beforehand, and those guys were ska, and I can't think of the name of them, but it's all part of that same record label, and that's again one of those histories that I want to go through.
Right. The album is one of those albums, I think, that if you're really into music, if you really want to hear an album with, if you want to hear an album from a band.
This isn't that album, is it?
Yeah. Yep. Telephone Free Landslide Victory. But if you put on, let me see. Like number three is Wasted, and that's a cover by Black Flag.
Right. Like that fade out?
Yeah. So you have Where the Hell Is Bill? You have Take the Skinheads Bowling. Another one is side two, Opie Rides Again, Club Med Sucks.
Right. But that's almost, more, this is more punk than ska.
But if you go through this entire album, it's like almost every song is different.
Yeah, it is.
It's very eclectic.
Yeah, I own this one on vinyl.
Yeah.
This is Wasted.
Yeah.
And you're right. This is one of those that's just a complete weird conglomeration of records.
Like if you brought a bunch of your buddies together from college.
Yeah.
And you wanted to sit around and, you know, smoke some cigarettes and drink beer, this might be an album you put on just for the hell of it.
Right.
You know?
That, Fear, More Beer, and what's the other one that I bought with Camper Van Beethoven? They did a version of Istanbul Is Not Constantinople. They might be Giants.
Oh, yeah.
They might be Giants. Those guys are great, too. Again, very eclectic. Each album is just like this. If there were four guys in the band, each guy picked two songs to make of their own, and they were all completely different. It's like, how did you guys even get together?
Yeah, when I saw these guys, I saw them. I mean, picture this: you know, you're in a I don't want to say auditorium. It's not an auditorium. You're just in a concert venue, all one level. You're looking up at the stage. There's like 12 guys up there, maybe a couple women mixed in. Doesn't matter. But they got horns. They've got saxophones.
Oh, yeah.
They have horn section. They have percussion. They have all kinds of stuff. And when they started playing, I was like, these guys have so much talent. You know, it's just – it's not your typical, you know, lead bass and, you know, front lead singer and drums, which is nothing wrong with. But these guys had so much going on, and they put together so – oh, it was beautiful.
That was the day that Lassie went to the moon.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one too.
So I can see where you're coming up with the ska. I forgot about the border ska.
Yeah.
This is ska right here. But the whole album is not even close. This is a primitive type of ska, and they really
sure.
went back to the roots.
Yeah, I'm just saying that the band has been described as being ska.
Inappropriately. You get like two or three songs that have this similar type thing.
Yeah,
that doesn't make the whole band ska.
No, I think this might be. Is it? I can't remember. Is this their first album? 95.
What was their first album?
Because
this is Telephone Free, Landslide, Victory, or whatever it is.
No, it is. So it is the first.
Yeah.
So it's Telephone Free, Landslide, Victory, 2 and 3. Self-titled, and then Our Beloved Revolutionary Sweetheart. Key Lime Pie was another real popular one. Tusk, and then New Roman Times is what I had.
New Roman Times, yeah, I remember that one.
But yeah.
That's not even...
It's not quite, like, it doesn't remind me too much of, like, say, Telephone Freelance Side Victory.
Right. But you just brought up...
So related art.
I've already written down one of my bands for Sunday. Because you know I come up with these like 2 days before.
I usually come up with them like right before. I try to put like things together, you know.
And I like to go with whatever thoughts are going on in my brain.
Yeah.
And this particular so. Yeah, this is crap on a stick. Full album. So, there's just nothing. I remember this one going, I'm not so sure about this one. Their first album was their best. The one that you brought up with Where the Hell Is Bill on.
Yeah. If you're going to talk about Campervan, you're going to talk about that album.
Yeah, because that's where they broke through.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go back to...
You know, I got to put a request in, though.
Yeah, what do you want?
You know, I don't know why. I want you to do one on Oingo Boingo. I don't know anything about Oingo Boingo, so I'm not even going to
talk. Oh, I will do. I'll do the one I was thinking about and Oingo Boingo.
Okay. What's up, Dosh?
What? Doss joined us.
Yeah, Doss joined us.
Dude, Eric, you know about Doss, right?
Yeah, I'm cool music guy for Doss. No, we look cool.
Yeah, Doss, we're just talking about tunes and having a good time. But, you know, Eric, I'll tell you this. Doss, good friend of the show, loves pastries, looks like a famous person, and has great taste in podcasts. Thanks for stopping by, Doss, and sharing with us. Great.
Oh, that's
this is my favorite thing. I'm not going to say that out loud, but thank you, Doss, for sharing that with us. I really appreciate the... That's just awesome. Woohoo!
Know where we stand or shit.
So here's your 10,000 Maniacs doing the Smiths cover again, Every Day is Like Sunday, because I just dig this song. I forgot about how awesome this was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, my next one.
I had to fade that out. No, hold on.
Yeah,
just because I know what DOS is doing, I'm going to tell DOS this. We actually got this from the legal team, DOS. This is definitely specifically for you.
That was wonderful. Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
That's for you, DOS.
Yeah.
Taking a dump listening to us. We appreciate it, though. Thanks for stopping by. I'll take every couple minutes that you can. You are welcome.
You know what time it is.
What time is it? I thought you were going to talk about another band.
No, that was my two.
I know, but you sounded like, before I cut you off so rudely, that you were going to do something else.
You're going to free up a hand here soon. Are you sure you're taking a dump? Two hands in the magazine.
I believe that's the rule in the liquor store.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. So what we got here playing in the background is Six and the Sevens, Uranium Clock.
A little precursor.
So we had playing in the background.
Yeah, that usually signifies something.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Aside from the ice.
I apologize.
I'm looking forward to Sunday, because now you've given me a goal to actually research, and then I'm gonna write down ska. And who did I say?
You gonna research ska?
Music label.
You said
Well, and it really, this has been coming for a while, but I just haven't had the time to actually do the justice, because, like I said, there was this. You were talking ska, and I've been talking to, I can't remember if it's RCA or one of the labels. Remember, here, I'm going to look it up while we're talking. It's,
go ahead.
The Gross Point Blank soundtrack. Yeah, that's right there. The English Beat. So the English Beat was produced. So English Beat produced. Oh, I'm in the wrong service for this, but this is just probably one of my favorite songs on the planet. And this is from Special Beat Service.
Oh yeah.
The guys from English Beat, after they broke up, went off to form General Public.
Yeah.
Fighting on Cannibals. But before they got together to form the English Beat, IRS. No, it's not IRS. It's the label before IRS. I had this all written down at some point somewhere else. I'm gonna have to find it again. This is 1983, the English Beat, I Confess.
Right.
The song is I Confess, and I can't remember which album it's on. It's probably Special Beat Service. But just a great song. And it plays. And you can hear the singer, that same voice from Fighting the Cannibals, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny. I've never put those together before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Sire. Was it Go Feet Sire?
Nope.
Are you sure? It's right before IRS.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'll figure it out. I'll make it beautiful for you, and you'll go, oh, here's the history lesson of good music.
Yeah, man.
This is honestly, of all the CDs that I own, the English Beat, I don't think I own any CDs of theirs.
I don't, but maybe I should.
Everybody should.
Yeah.
But I have some vinyl of remixes, but it's always one of those, like, I might actually have some cassettes, and I just figured, well, I'm not buying it on another format. But now, you know, you can listen to it wherever the hell you want.
Right.
Which is too bad, because these guys... This music is worth every... Just listen. This is the dance mix, by the way. Get that little echo going.
Well, maybe we should do some background music. We'll do an album of choice and we'll let the album run the background.
Horns,
that's our show.
The horns. How can you beat those horns?
No, I know.
Does it matter? Does it matter? Yes, it matters. And actually, I think they do a song called Does It Matter? Is that what you're getting to there, Das? It doesn't matter? Because there is a song, It Doesn't Matter. I can't remember if it's English Beat or Effects, actually. Doesn't matter. Catalog in my head.
Bathroom. It's right near the bathroom.
He's taking a dump. He can't do any research.
No.
But, I mean, those horns, that trumpet, that little twang in the trumpets, this is good stuff.
Yeah, you know, I forget about those guys all the time.
Yeah, and they're worth every minute of awesomeness. Let's do this because, and it's not IRS. It's IRS. I think actually bought them out. Two Tone Records. Thank you.
Oh.
Two Tone.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, there's Go Feet, Two Tone, London, Sire, IRS, EMI, A&M, yeah, and Chrysalis.
Two Tone Records had Bananarama, the Go-Go's, before they were actually bands.
You're right.
A couple of the gals from Bananarama, a couple of the gals from the Go-Go's were actually backup singers for Fun Boy 3.
Huh.
And Fun Boy 3 was like a throwaway nobody's, but the backup singers became Bananarama, and a couple of them went off and formed the Go-Go's. And it's just, there's this whole early 80s, late 70s, group that kind of formed with this little independent Two-Tone Records that just blossomed into the English Beat, in the Go-Go's, Fun Boy 3, Bananarama, and there was a couple others too that just really influenced English pop punk from the get-go.
Yeah. I'm looking at Two-Tone is the parent company is Chrysalis.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm saying that correctly, right? Chrysalis?
Chrysalis. Chrysalis.
Chrysalis.
Now they're the parent company.
Oh, okay.
They were in 79, 78, early 80s, they were an independent label, Two-Tone Records.
Yeah.
And so, there's a couple of other and that's where the ska comes in, because there's a couple other bands that were big-time ska guys. Ranking Roger and all these other famous names of.
I'm gonna run you through a few right real quick. The specials.
Yes, that's who I'm thinking of. The specials.
Yeah, Madness.
Yep.
And one song from Elvis Costello, and then they refer to the English Beat as just the Beat.
Right, because they were the Beat in England. When they came to America and Australia, they were the English Beat.
Yeah,
Saramanti's joined us. Saramanti, thanks for stopping by. We really, really do appreciate it. You know about Saramanti, right, Eric?
Oh, yeah. He's an award-winning book author?
No. Saramanti's a good friend of the show, talented stonemason, cycle enthusiast, and great taste in podcasts.
Talented stonemason. Do you come up with these things before, like, you go on this body? On this podcast? Crack me up.
Yeah, Well, there's a lot of silliness that goes throughout the day. Oh, I just listened.
Apparently.
Yeah. And because of that, hold on.
Now, didn't you say you were going to partake in some beer drinking activities for the 17th?
Oh yeah.
So are you going to be in a condition to podcast that night, that evening?
I won't start until we get together.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I figured if not, you might be.
I actually have a job and stuff. I got to go do that.
I thought maybe take the day off or something.
No, I would, but there's nowhere to go because the world is closed. True.
Well, it's 50% open now. At least it will be on Monday.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till next year when the world is 100% open. And
let's hope.
I'm going to go then. It'll be awesome. But yeah, no. So you said Specials, Madness, The Beat.
Yep.
Which is English. Does it say anything about Bananarama, Funboy 3?
Well, I haven't gotten that far.
Yeah.
No.
You're not going to find it. It is one of those things where you got to piece it together. And I'm going to piece it together for you, brother.
All right.
That will not be on a show. Excuse me, on a show prior to our St. Patrick's Day festivities. This one's going to have some more research done. So Sunday's coming up. And we're going to do I'm going to pull out Oingo Boingo for you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Give you some. I'm going to write this down. Teach Eric. Because I saw, I saw a Boingo. Let's see. This would have been maybe 10, 12, 14 years ago. My brother had a ticket because it was Oingo Boingo. And then whoever the lead singer guy from Oingo Boingo took Boingo and continued on. Some of the people weren't there, whatever. He had rights to most of the songs or what have you, but they did a live show somewhere downtown Detroit. My brother took me to that one and it was phenomenal.
I bet. Oh,
just a great show. A lot of energy. If you saw the movie, Weird Science.
Yeah. Danny Elfman.
Yeah. The title song Weird Science is by Oingo Boingo. And it was
right.
Just a great show. And they do all sorts of stuff. It just good. So, yeah, that'll be fun. I'll do some good Boingo for you. See if I can remember any more about that concert. Maybe I'll ask my brother. I'm going to actually go see him tomorrow.
Well, yeah, again, it says genres, new wave, ska. Ska keeps getting kind of dipped in here with a lot of these bands.
Well, ska is pretty general.
Yeah.
But if you like the Specials.
Right.
I consider the Specials to be ska.
Yeah,
because that's how I was introduced to ska, was through the Specials. Madness, even though they're kind of a one-hit wonder, maybe two hits, they were – well, here.
Do you know when Oingo Boingo got started? I mean, they were called the Mystic Knights, but do you know what year it was?
79?
It's closer than I would have guessed. 72.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize they were that old.
Yeah, they've been around.
Yeah.
This is the Specials. If you had seen the movie Gross Point Blank,
I didn't.
You know this song. This is Pressure Drop. But this is where you're going with the ska thing. Hey, it looks like Man Cave showed up.
Man Cave?
Yeah, Man Cave's here. Thanks for stopping by, Man Cave. Really appreciate you showing up. You know Mad Cave, right, Eric? You know all about Mad Cave.
He's cousin with Sarah Menti, isn't he?
Good friend of the show. No. Listen, I got to turn the music down for this one because, you know, Mad Cave, good friend of the show, talented cellist, fond of cheese, has a great taste in podcasts.
Thanks for joining.
And this, again, is Pressure Drop by the Specials, which is, again, part of that label, Two Tone Records, I was telling you about.
Right.
This is ska. These guys are ska. There's like 14 people in this band.
Yeah, and it's crazy. This reminds me of Madness.
Yeah, but Madness took up after these guys.
Right.
The Specials is where they were the anchor. You know, if the Beatles were the anchor to Apple Records, the Specials were the anchor to Two Tone Records.
I got you.
So, well, I'm sorry. I get excited because that is a story I want to tell. So, Are You by Dub FX. Sarah Menti, you got to help me out, brother. I got a feeling Sarah Menti needs to call in and help me out.
Dub FX. I can't read anymore.
One, two. And this is also 1981, 79. This is a rap. Around the same time as Blondie threw a rap in the middle of a song. And that's ska, baby.
Ska, baby.
So, Sir Manti, no, I'm curious. I don't know what you're talking about exactly. So, either tell us.
Dub F Ox.
Are you telling me that I'm supposed to find something? Because I'll find it.
Like a dub, like electronic, like dub beat, like dubstep. Like that, what's it called? Dub.
Dubstep. Yeah. Dubstep is not a thing.
Am I just making that up?
No. Deadpool says dubstep is no longer a thing.
Oh.
So, but you know, I'd like to find out what Saramenti's talking about. You have to excuse me. I have to put some.
Oh, so are you. There's a song by Dub F. So I think he's asking you, can you play Dub FX?
The band's name is Dub FX?
Yeah.
Well, let me get back to the computer because of this.
Yeah, be careful over there. I got one left. I might have to go get it.
Astronomical. You go get yours.
I'm gonna try to figure out what the hell I'm looking for. You put me on speaker,
you cheese whiz.
Well, there's nobody else here.
Yeah, but except, I'm echoing.
Oh, except for R2-D2, my oxygen machine.
Yeah, how's R2-D2 doing? Is she taking care of you?
He's off right now.
Uh-huh. All right. So, I said pressure drop. Pressure's got the drop on you. Who am I looking for here? I'm looking for Dub FX. So, okay, I got you. I'm with you. Dub FX sound familiar. It's something I've looked up before. I didn't actually have something like that. That was delicious sounding. So are you, baby. So are you. Hey, let's give it a shot and see what we're doing with. We'll go to the official video. We'll go to DubFX, their website. Please excuse the commercial that is coming up because that's just how life is. Oh, this is going to be fun. I can tell already. Yep, I do remember DubFX. Reggae-ish. Yep. Yep. I have heard something like this before. When are these guys from? Looks like 2016.
You know what this reminds me of? You gotta play it, Bill. You gotta play it for me.
Well,
you ready?
Hold on, keep it, write it down. This guy's too young to be as old as I think he is. But Dub FX sounds like familiar, like I've heard these guys somewhere before. On Wikipedia. I'm not looking at
Australia, but tours in Europe.
2004 was their first album. This one's from 2016. I'm digging it, man. This is nice.
It's got a nice little jam.
Yeah. What do you got, Cheese?
You know what I'm talking about. Past the Ducci.
Oh, wait a minute. This one you mean?
No.
Wait, you know the song. Monsters, baby.
Great.
This is the best song ever.
Would you play my song for me? I am. I remember my cousin picked me up in his 1978 Firebird, which was my phone. Love it. That car. we went roller skating over at Riverside Roller Rink, and he had this song playing in the Firebird. And that was so, it was so funny. So I was like 12 or 13 when this came out. No food. It's a great song.
So you were listening to this?
Yeah, my cousin came and picked me up. Yeah. He was like 5 years older than us. Him and my other cousin came and picked me up, and we went roller skating, and this was playing in the car.
He did what now?
Are you listening to me?
Well, I'm sorry. I have the Dutchie in one ear, and I have a dog barking in the other ear.
Get rid of that dog. It's called the open door policy. Just leave a door open. You'll never see him again.
Don't tease me.
I know.
Sir Menti. This does sound like Jamaican church service. Yeah. I'm with you, man.
You know, I don't know. It's just, it's an old classic, you know?
It is, though.
It never gets old.
Oh, it got old like 12 minutes after they played it 488 times on the radio in 12 days. But that's
you
just
turn it off now.
You know, a pain in the ass. I'm going to turn it off. I'll go back to this. Oh, man. Give me some Master Chucks in the background, baby. Surf music every day. So that's that. No, but seriously, though, that what's his name, MC? I wrote it down. Where did I write it down?
Stereo MC?
No, not Stereo MC.
Oh, Dub Fix? Dub FX?
Dub FX. Dub FX. That's going on my list, man, because that's got something to it. It reminds me of something else, but it's got something to it. I'm making my own black cans today.
Yeah, something happened there.
No, it was the Foster's oil can getting open.
Oh.
So, yeah, I've been making my own black and tans this afternoon.
I see. So,
what else you got for me today?
I got nothing. I wish I had more. I wish I had more. Last couple weeks, I just haven't been that prepared.
No, you know something? That's why I'm prepared.
That's good. You know, I came in, I typed in Scott into YouTube. Scrolling down and I see the Mighty, Mighty Boss Tones.
Oh, yeah.
And would you consider them ska?
I don't know. Here's the one that everybody knows. That's the impression that I get. That's the song everybody knows. But... there is, let's see, there's something else about, there was, because I have some of their music. I don't think I bought a full album one time. You know this song, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great horns. This is, could be considered ska. And it should be. It does make sense.
It's like an up-tempo jazz. The right rhythm. Yeah.
It's got the right rhythm, that up and down bouncy. Give me a bouncy C.
Yeah, did the lead singer die? Didn't he pass away?
No idea. I don't follow these people's lives. I just enjoy their music.
You know, you don't have to insult me like that.
Well, that's not insulting. It's just saying I don't pay attention to that stuff. I appreciate the music. I love them for the...
What happens if a new band comes out and you like the band and all of a sudden the lead singer dies, they can't tour anymore, write any more albums? You should know that.
But I own the album, so that I'm going to listen to them forever on the album. I mean...
Two-tone, under the influence, two-tone ska. Mm-hmm. It's got 1.3 million views.
I've watched a couple of... YouTube videos about Two Tone Records with the English Beat and all this stuff, and that's why I kind of have some background on it. aside from the fact that I own like a bunch of these CDs and you know, 12-inch records and actual vinyl albums from some of these bands, and just enjoy the crap out of the music. But aside from that, I mean, you can find the information out there, and it's just, it's fascinating to see the lineage of these bands.
You know, for sure. Yeah. A lot of roots.
Yeah. It's just
a lot of branches.
Fascinating stuff. So where do we go here? Society Gates by FX Dub. This one changes his voice to make it sound like three different people. See, Saramente, I'm really glad you came across us, Saramente, because you've opened my mind to a couple of different things. You know, the Nordic music, and that was interesting. A couple, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was. And I have touched back on that again. But, yeah, I like when creativity takes a twist. And when you take us here, I'll give you this. I always brag about my kids, right? As much as I can. And since we're talking music today, I got to brag about my oldest, who's the musician. So 2015 or 16, she was a younger kid, but she had a computer and a flute, and she was able to harmonize her flute with three different tracks. And she played the keyboard on the fourth track to make it sound, to play a song for my mother-in-law's funeral.
Wow.
Which was stunningly beautiful. It was ridiculous. Yeah. But, you know, to take harmonies and be creative and do crazy different stuff, those are the things that I really get a thrill out of, because when you can take and do and make and take something that already exists and make it your own, I dig it. But if you create it from the beginning and really make it, add some depth to it, like, you know, this guy with all these different tracks and channels to make his voice different. That's the kind of stuff I dig. I dig it. Hey, the Real McCoy Show has joined us. Did you see that, Eric?
No, I'll check it out though.
Well, the Real McCoy Show, it could just be a regular person. The Real McCoy Show. You know, and I've told you about, oh, yes, the Real McCoy Show. Good friend of the show. Fine comic timing. Full of energy. Has great taste in podcasts.
Is he the guy that bakes pies?
The Real McCoy Show?
Yeah.
What about him?
Is he the guy that bakes pies or no?
No, he's just the real one.
Oh, okay.
There's a bunch of fake McCoys out there. He's the real one.
Mm. Okay.
The reason I know that, I said so.
How's it going, Real McCoy?
Yeah. But no, like I said, you know, good friend of the show, fine comic timing, full of energy, great taste in podcasts. And why else would you be here?
Right? Exactly. We're getting some new people on here. That's good.
I'm digging it. You know, and like I said, we're doing the St. Patrick's Day show is going to be phenomenal.
It is. Bill's going to be the host, because I already know that half the shit he's talking about, I have no clue about.
Right.
But I will partake in my band, my Irish bands.
Even if not Irish,
they sound Irish.
Yeah, we're going to go Irish. We're going to be silly. I live there. I got Irish roots. We're good to go.
Mark it on your calendar.
In their actual country.
Well, I don't know. Maybe, you know, these people might not even be, they might not be around. They might be out, Eric, you know, drinking some Guinness.
I have stood at the gates of heaven.
Yeah.
And stared across the River Shannon with my back to the gates of heaven.
I know.
And you know what gates I'm talking about?
The gates of,
it's where they make Guinness, baby. It's the Guinness, the Guinness Gates.
Yeah, I was trying to come up with some. Is it called the Guinness Gates?
There's an actual term for it. Which
that's what I, yeah, that's what I was.
I've actually had too many of those already, so I don't know. I'm sure there's. I can find it, but we're listening to Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, baby. So, that's enough of that.
St. James Gate Brewery in St. James.
St. James Gates, yeah.
Yeah.
But it is seriously the gates to heaven. Because the
company's now a part of Diageo. A British company formed the merger of Guinness and Grand Metropolitan.
Yes, but they were the oldest and the longest corporation ever.
I bet.
1789, baby. I should know. I have the t-shirts, and actually I have a glass right here in front of me.
Well, your glass is still being protected in my
17 cabinet.
Production output, 50.7 million barrels. Wow.
That's per day?
I don't know if that's
annual or
what. I don't know.
It's a crack-ass load of barrels.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, when I was in Ireland, there's a very sophisticated way that it done properly. The Guinness lines are separate from all the other beer lines.
I bet.
Because the temperature of the Guinness going through the tap has to be different than the temperature of the rest of the beers going through the taps.
Right.
And it's just this whole thing. And the only reason I know that is because Patrick explained it to me in the 17,000 evenings I spent at his bar.
Do you drink your Guinness from the fridge when you buy it, or do you just leave it on the counter?
No, I put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
You know, because it's the cans with the little, you know, exploding thing. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't mind it cold. I don't mind it warm. Yeah. But see, the thing is, like I said, I make it black and tan.
Sure.
And I'll make it last as long as possible.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like New Year's in our neighborhood, when we used to actually be able to allow to have them. I would drink Guinness on New Year's because I'd always walk around with the beer, but I wouldn't drink a lot because we'd start at, you know, 4 or 5 in the afternoon and I didn't want to get loaded.
Oh God.
So I could pour a pint of Guinness and walk around with it and sip on it and enjoy it. And then it would get warm and it's still delicious.
Oh sure. Yeah. No, I agree.
As opposed to, you know, buying Miller High Life beer. You just get a pack of Miller and you throw half away because it gets dry and flat. But Guinness, you know, room temperature Guinness, just as good as a cold one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really don't know how that happens.
Well,
I really don't know how that happens. Yeah, I think it's about time.
It's about time. We've been on for an hour and a half.
Yeah, you know, we got a little rambly today.
Sunday's another day. Bill, you did a great job today. Very informative.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
The real McCoy had a great time.
Yeah, maybe the real McCoy, maybe he'll show up Sunday.
Well, you know, Sunday, and then of course, you know, St. Patrick's Day is coming.
Right.
We're gonna promote the snot out of St. Patrick's Day, and maybe we'll get more than 4 people show up the whole night. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, we had a good turnout tonight. I'm glad you guys came and listened.
Yeah, appreciate it. It's good stuff.
Look for us on Sunday, probably 8 o'clock, right?
That's what we do.
Sundays all right.
At 8. I'm hosting. We'll be talking about Oingo Boingo.
Bill's going to host back to back, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever.
He'll host Sunday, and then he'll be the special host with the mostest on Wednesday.
Sure.
Right?
Wednesday's only
going to
be good time.
Yeah, I'm not even.
We got 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm off on my days.
That's all
right. Anyway, you guys get it.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Well, but before you go, I'm going to do this. From the law offices, this is Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. The views expressed by the hosts are not necessarily those of rational human beings. All views are poorly researched and assembled by monkeys. These clowns have not been authorized by anyone to speak on their behalf. The entire show is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, organization, or tribe. Please listen at your own risk. Also, if you do happen to like the music, go buy some. Support the bands that you love and know and are learning about in this fun show.
Bye.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
That is hilarious.
Hang up the phone, brother.
All right. I know someone's at my door, so I will I'll talk to you on Sunday. See you guys. Thanks for listening. See you guys.